She was small and pale, with the frightened air of an ill-used child. But her scrawny, underfed body did give off a hint of woman, so perhaps she was 12 or 13. No one knew for sure, least of all the girl herself, who knew no home and no mother and no name but Brat, and never had. Someone, she assumed, must have borne her and cared for her, lest she toddle into the pond and changed her diapers when they reeked. But as long as she could remember, Brat had lived on her own, by what means she could, steaming an onion here or helping with the harvest there in exchange for a night on the stable floor. She took what she could from a village and moved on before the villagers drove her away. Snug cottages and warm bread and mothers who hugged their babes were beyond her imagining. But dearly would she have loved to eat a turnip without the mud of the field still on it, or sleep in a barn fragrant with new hay and not the rank smell of pigs who fart when they eat too much. Tonight she settled for the warm rotting of a dung heap, where she dreamed of nothing, for she hoped for nothing and expected nothing. It was as cold and dark inside her as out in the frosty night. Morning brought rain to ease the cold, and the kick of a boot in Brat's belly. Hunger. Brat hated the hunger most, or was it the cold? She knew only that hunger and cold cursed her life, and kept her waking and walking and working for no other reason than to stop the pain.
Dung beetle, smelly old dung beetle, sleeping in the dung.
Boys, in every village there were boys. Teasing, taunting, pinching, kicking. Always they were the scrawniest or the ugliest or the stupidest boys, picked on by everyone else, with no one left uglier or stupider than they but her. And so they tormented her, in every village, always. She closed her eyes.
Hey, boys, have off! You're mucking up the path, and my new Spanish leather shoes. Away! And you, girl, are you alive or dead?
Brat opened one eye. A woman was there. A woman neither old nor young, but in between. Neither fat nor thin, but in between. An important-looking woman, with a sharp nose and a sharp glance and a wimple starched into sharp pleats.
Good, said the woman. You're not dead. No need to call the bailiff to cart you off. Now, out of that heap and away.
The fierce pain in her stomach made Brat bold.
Please may I have something to eat first?
No beggars in this village. Away.
Please, mistress, a little to eat.
Those who don't work don't eat.